From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. South Korea is confronted by crises both inside and out. North Korea has test-fired yet another missile and made more dire warnings of conflict. But today, the focus was domestic. The nation held a public funeral service for its ex-president, who committed suicide 6 days ago. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul, the ceremony set the stage for emotional clashes over the direction of the nation's young democracy.
Central Seoul ground to a halt around noon as President No Mu-hyun's hearse wound its way past ancient palaces and weeping, singing crowds. Kim Young-un is a student at Seoul's Jung-ang University. Like many in the crowd, she felt a great sense of injustice and regret at the news that No had thrown himself to his death from a mountain near his home. I feel the current government drove No to commit suicide, she says. I feel guilty that we didn't speak up against the current administration's misdeeds and that we voted for President Lee Myung-bak, who then hounded No to kill himself. No's reputation for clean hands was sullied by allegations that he and his family took more than $6 million in bribes from a businessman. But No's supporters say President Lee Myung-bak used prosecutors in the media to bring No down in a case of political revenge. Korean television showed opposition politicians jeering President Lee Myung-bak as he laid flowers at No's funeral service. They accused Lee of the kind of political skullduggery that marked Korea's Cold War decades of rule by military dictators. Businesswoman Lee Yun-hee remembers No Mu-hyun as a self-taught human rights lawyer who challenged the dictators and then, as president from 2003 to 2008, shook up the country's political culture.
He did away with pomp and pretense. He fostered a culture of internet-based transparency. And he refused to use his party as his personal instrument of power. He stood independent.
The crowds of anti-government demonstrators who mobbed City Hall and scuffled with riot police seemed to take little notice of North Korea's test-firing another missile today, its sixth such launch this week. Pyongyang also warned of unspecified defensive moves if the UN Security Council sanctions it for its most recent nuclear test on Monday. But No's supporters blame this too on Lee Myung-bak, who replaced No's sunshine policy of engagement with the North with a much tougher line. Jo Suk-young took the day off from work at an advertising company to attend No's funeral.
If No were still alive and in office, this country's economy and democracy would both be more advanced. The current government has no idea what to do. It's not working to unify the country.
North Korea has reserved plenty of venom for Lee Myung-bak, and experts point out that Pyongyang's recent weapons testing is aimed at Seoul as well as at Washington. But to many South Koreans, a return to their own authoritarian past seems a much realer and scarier threat than any of the saber-rattling coming from north of the border. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.